Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business. Well, hello, this is Hal Coleman, and welcome to another episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. We are here uncensored and unplugged. You know, I used to go fishing with my dad at night on Lake Sidney Lanier in North Georgia. For bait, we used small minnows. We'd cruise around in the boat until we began to see lots of minnows, and then we would drop the anchor. And next, my dad would lower a large net into the water and let it sink down about 10 feet. Then he would hang a bright lantern over the water, and large schools of minnows would congregate around the light. And every now and then, he would just quickly raise up the net and capture lots of minnows, and we'd begin hooking those on our lines and casting them out in hopes of catching a big fish. Now, I remember a time when that net had several holes in it. They weren't very large holes, but when we'd lift it up out of the water, lots of the minnows would slip right through those holes and escape. And the more we used the net, the larger the holes became. And the larger the holes became, the more minnows we lost, and the more frustrated my dad became. And in truth, it was times like those when I learned some of my more colorful vocabulary words, okay? So over the course of several fishing trips, there's no telling how many minnows we lost because of those holes in the net. Finally, my dad decided to take action. He sat down and repaired the holes in the net. And the next time we used it, we caught lots more minnows. Now, why am I telling you this story? Because networking in your community in order to capture new customers is just like catching minnows in that net. If your net has holes in it, you aren't going to catch as many fish, at least not nearly as many as you could catch if you were aware of the problem and took the necessary steps to repair it. Does this make sense to you? I hope so. See, every day I see small business men and women casting their nets in their communities through networking, and they're totally unaware that their net has holes in it. They're catching some fish, new customers, but untold numbers of others are escaping through those holes in the net. Now, could this be you? How many new sales and new customers have slipped away from your fingertips this year that you were never really aware of? Let me give you some examples of holes that might be in your net. People aren't sure exactly what it is you do. You tell them what you are or who you work for, but you don't clearly state what it is that you actually do. Now, this is one of the biggest holes I see in people's nets. If you're in the pest control business, you kill bugs, right? That's what you do. People don't understand how your product or service could benefit them right now. They don't understand why they need you. You have incomplete information on your website or on the literature that you hand out in your community. There's no bold promise, no call to action, no offer, no deadline, no contact information. Yes, believe me, I see this quite often. No contact information. You don't know how to use your business card properly to engage strangers in a conversation. Your business card doesn't have your picture on it. Yes, having your picture on your business card is a very effective response generator. If you don't have it, there's a few things you're going to slip through. Your vehicle may be poorly marked, or it's difficult to read from a great distance. You don't attend networking meetings regularly, or when you do attend, you arrive late and you rush out the door as soon as the meeting is over with. Actually, some of the best referral opportunities come before the meeting starts and after it ends, when people just hang out and get to know each other. Maybe you don't do any volunteer work in your community. You don't actively seek out and introduce yourself to movers and shakers in your community. You haven't made it crystal clear to people in your community what a good referral is for you. You don't spend time buying coffee for the right people. Maybe you spend too much time hanging out with your current friends and not enough time making new friends. You know, this list could go on and on, but I hope you get the point. When it comes to attracting new customers, there's a very fine line between doing it and doing it right. Examining your net and making sure it's functioning properly and not allowing fish to escape is extremely important. If you don't identify the holes and plug them up, I guarantee you're losing lots of new customers and new business that otherwise would be easily captured and you would be taking the checks to the bank. More food for thought. Hey, if you're serious about growing your business this year, give me a call at 770-993-0004 and let's chat. I'll be happy to spend an hour with you, no charge whatsoever, totally free. And I'll guarantee you'll come away from the call with some great ideas that you can go out and immediately start using to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business. I hope to hear from you soon. This is Hal Coleman. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. And I hope you have a great day. Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business.